If you've ever had the chance to explore the seashore at low tide, you may have encountered a variety of slow-moving marine invertebrates, animals without backbones that normally live underwater but can be exposed for a short time during very low tides. Sugbiak elder Nancy Yeaton tells us that when the tide is out, the table is set, because so many of the animals revealed by the retreating tides are central to the rich traditional diets of the peoples living along these shores. For many ocean-dwelling predators, the opposite is true. They follow the incoming tide to feast in the shallows. The touch pool area features a series of low, open pools with water cascading from one pool to the next, and each pool is home to a different community of marine invertebrates, like soft pink anemones the size of bowling balls, fist-sized hermit crabs with bright blue accents on their spiky legs, red sea urchins covered in toothpick-sharp spines, long, squishy sea cucumbers, and sea stars in every color of the rainbow, ranging in size from a small cookie to a large pizza.
You are welcome to gently touch all of the animals in their cold water home. Staff are on hand to assist you. As you're connecting with these animals and discovering your new favorite creatures, notice how the many animals interact with one another as well.
The Sugston word for large hairy snail is
Kanuzkek. Large hairy snail. Kanuzkek.
These snails are not eaten today, but archaeological evidence suggests they may have been an important part of the Sugbiak diet in the past.